And now it's time for Crocheting with Ron. Wait, that can't be right. Now it's time for Okay. Now it's time for Crotchety Old Ron. That makes much more sense. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
It's Crotchety Old Ron.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
On today's show, I'll be crocheting a blanket. It's one thing to crochet a blanket, it's another thing to spell crochet. You can't do it. You can't do it. It's not, it's a word that's designed not to spell. You can't do it. I've always wanted to be relaxed enough and focused enough to sit in a chair and crochet. But I can't, not just because I can't spell it, I like to spell the things that I'm doing, but it just seems like it's so boring, and the end result is a stupid blanket that you can buy in the store. Seriously? Did you ever have somebody give you a gift, and it's a blanket, or a comforter, or something, you know, a lap thing? That they crocheted themselves, and this is a gift to you. It's so funny, like for Christmas or your birthday. Look what I made you a little lap blanket. I crocheted it myself. What are you supposed to say to that? You wasted your time? No, don't say that. You take the blanket and you say, oh, I will put this in my lap on the cold winter nights, and my God, you actually made this yourself? Yes, I did. Wow, that's pathetic. I mean wonderful. Oh, did I say pathetic by mistake? I meant wonderful. And you know that like a week later, after you don't see that person anymore, you're using that crocheted blanket to sop up the kitty pee on the floor. You know you're doing that. Crocheted you a show. It'll last about 30 minutes. When it's over, you'll probably throw that out too. Okay, that's enough of the comedy with the background theme. Thank you. That was fun. Had a good time. We'll have to do that again some other time, but not now. Welcome to the program. Relax. Sit back. Oh, you're looking a little stressed today. What's your problem? What the hell's wrong with you? Wouldn't that be funny if you were an honest doctor? That wouldn't be good. That would not be good to be an honest doctor. Well, hello, Mrs. Johnson. How are you today?
I'm feeling fine.
All right. I got a question for you. What the hell's wrong with you? Doctors aren't supposed to say that, you know.
Tell me, do you have any problems?
Yes, my knee hurts.
What the hell's wrong with you? I mean, that would be great. What a great doctor that would be. I don't like honest doctors. I like doctors that lie to me. Hey, Ron, you're looking really good. You look younger every day.
Thanks for lying to me, doctor. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
I don't pay you the big bucks, by the way. The insurance company does. I don't know how that works. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't pay the bills. I don't even see the bills. I don't see my medical bills. They go right to my insurance company, of which I pay zillions of dollars. I don't even understand. I don't understand insurance. Insurance sucks. I mean, you got to have it. You can't drive a car without it. You got to have it on your dwelling, unless you're renting. Someone's got to have insurance on that building, on that property. I don't understand why. It's because most people don't have enough money to pay for whatever they would need to make the thing better again. So I guess you need insurance, but somehow I feel like I'm being raped and pillaged. I just do. How can insurance companies make tremendous amounts of profit? How does that happen? Well, we do it because we raise the rates so high, and then we keep our fingers crossed that nothing happens. So if something did happen, we collect more money than you could possibly ever imagine. It just doesn't seem right to make money off of people's insecurities. All right, whatever. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Change the world? I can't even change my baby's diaper. I don't even have a baby. That's how ridiculous it is. I remember changing diapers. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Oh, my God. I had the Pampers thing, you know. I think my parents had me in those cloth diapers. So it was like running around, the nursery dressed like Hiawatha. A poor reference, apparently, but nonetheless. Cloth diapers, and they had safety pins to keep it up. I mean, geez, that sounds so primitive now, doesn't it? Let's cover the baby's butt with a cloth and safety pin it to their ass. Doesn't sound right. But I think I had cloth diapers because we had a diaper service when I was younger. I was told we did. I was too young to know this stuff. Can you imagine working for a diaper service? Oh, my God. Delivering the clean diapers, not so bad. Picking up the dirty ones, oh, my God. What the hell do you do with those things? What kind of job is that? We got a fresh load of steeped in crap diapers for you. Let's wash them in the washing machine and give them out again to people. How unsanitary that probably is. But look, I did the Pampers thing with my youngins. Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but I had 72 children. I was very prolific, and I didn't believe in condoms. So I'm paying the price. No, I don't have 72 children. That's ridiculous. Actually, if I did, they'd all live in a shoe with their mother. That's a fairy tale reference. I'll explain the jokes even before you can possibly even laugh at them. Okay, anyway... Yeah, I did the Pampers thing. I mean, you know, they get soiled, you roll them up, and you throw them in the garbage. My God, okay, fine. I have a dog, it's the same thing, only they don't use the Pampers, they just use my floor. Same thing. I'm so used to picking up turds, it's not funny. I think it's my part-time job for which I'm not getting paid. I've had dogs in my life for the past many decades. And, sometimes I've had three dogs at once with my lovely lady. She loves dogs, so that's how I got into it, obviously. That's how any man gets into anything, his female partner in crime likes dogs, therefore you shall like them too. She likes chicken, therefore you shall also like chicken. She loves to go dancing, therefore you shall go dancing. There's no choice. Dear, we're going dancing tonight. But I said we're going dancing. Okay, yeah, you bet we are. You bet we are. Don't argue with me. That's the way it works and you know it. Anyway, yeah, I spend a lot of my life picking up turds. And you might find this conversation a little disgusting, but... that is where I'm at. It's very humbling. It is very humbling to bend down and pick up turds and to properly dispose of them. It is humbling. I don't think Donald Trump has ever picked up a turd because you can't pick up yourself. Ron, did you just say that? I believe I did. Were you serious? I was joking, kind of. Anyway, I had an experience in a store recently that bothers me, and that's pretty much why I do this show. It's not for that reason, selfishly. It's because we all go through these things, and you know, you may not talk about it, but it happened to you. You know it, so shut up. I went into a store that I've talked about before because of its stupid name. The store is called Staples. I'm not demeaning the store in any sense of the word. They're very, they don't need my recommendation. They're doing very well across the country. Don't worry about this. Anyway, the Staples store, again, named ridiculously. I don't understand that because they sell more than Staples. Actually, Staples are the one thing that the store probably doesn't sell too many of. Let's choose the item that nobody really needs or buys at all. How about Staples? You got that. I mean, I don't know why we're doing this, but let's call it that. I can't remember the last time I bought Staples. I can't remember. I mean, you buy a box of Staples, they last like for like 63 years. Who buys Staples? And if I did, I don't think I go into Staples to buy the Staples. I go to someplace cheaper. So come on, man. These are cheap Staples. What's the difference? They're Staples. But they don't staple. That's your staple gun. Your staples work. It's just Staples are Staples. You can get that at Walmart for like two cents. What are you talking about? You go to Staples and it's like $52 for a box of Staples. What are we talking about? No, Ron, Staples is for office supplies. Oh, sorry. Well, you've kind of limited your clientele, haven't you? Anyway, I have a printer at home. I've talked about this before. It's worth talking about again because it's one of the anomalies of life. We all have computers. Some of us have desktops. Others have laptops. Some of us don't. I have a printer. It's an HP printer, Hewlett-Packard. I don't even know what that stands for. I have an HP printer. Cost me $85. This was about 3 years ago, something like that. $85 for the printer. Okay, and then it ran out of ink because they give you sample inks that it runs out within like three pages. So you go back to the store and you got to get more ink. Guess how much it is for the ink? That's the color cartridges and the black cartridge. $85. Okay, wait a minute. The equipment that prints and does all this stuff and makes copies and faxes and... I don't think anybody faxes anymore, but anyway, and does all that stuff, that's $85. Then if you need ink for it, it's $85. What? How is that possible? How is that possible? That's like buying a car. That's like buying a car for $37,000. Whoa, okay, here's the money. All right, now we need gas for the car. How much is gas? $42,000 per fill-up. What? Well, how does that make sense? It doesn't. What the hell's going on with the charge me more for the printer and less for the ink? That at least would make sense. Maybe it would be the same amount of money in the long run, but at least it would make sense. This makes no sense whatsoever. Anyway, Staples takes back your recycled ink cartridges. And gives you, and if you return enough of them, it gives you a little bonus coupon. Okay. Also, it's got the word recycle in it, and that is a good thing. Not that I know what happens to these empty ink cartridges in any sense. I don't know if they're filling them up again or throwing them out. I have no idea. But at least I'm recycling, and therefore I'm going to heaven in the eyes of God. So, okay, that's enough for me. So I accumulated about 8 of these ink cartridges. They're only supposed to take like 5 at a time when you return them for some reason. That's their recycle limit. I didn't know there was limits on recycling, but apparently with Staples there is. But anyway, I slipped through some more. So I returned 8 ink cartridges, and the person behind the cash register gave me a coupon. And it was for like, 20% off. Whoa, okay, fine. So then the next day I go to Staples and I'm out of ink. So I'm going to get 20% off of my $85 ink purchase, which I do frequently. The ink purchase, not the 20% off. So I bring the ink cartridges to the cashier and I give them the ink cartridges and I say, I'd like to buy these, please, kind sir. It was a lady, so I embarrassed her, but she didn't look like a man. I mean, she didn't look like a woman. She did look like a man. I screwed that joke up really bad. Anyway, so I'm at the register, and I say, and I have a 20% off coupon. And she looks at it, and she says, no, I can't use this coupon. And I said, why? Are you not able to because of your religious background? What's the problem here? She says, well, if you read the coupon in fine print, it says a 20% coupon cannot be used for ink. Excuse me, please. I got it because I recycled ink cartridges, but I can't buy ink cartridges with the coupon that you've given me. What? Are you serious, young lady or man, whoever you are? She said, yes, you got to read the fine print. And then I looked at it, and of course, fine print made me have to get into my pocket and get out my reading glasses and stuff. And it did say that on the coupon, and I said, all right, I'll get the cartridges anyway, but this is a sham of a scam of a flam of a bam. And when I got home, I took that coupon out again, and I read it very carefully. So I said, it's not possible. It's not possible that when I recycle a lot of ink cartridges, I get a coupon, but the coupon can't be used to buy ink cartridges. This is not possible. Check it out. Check it out. It's true. I felt like, see, I get upset about things like this, and I shouldn't because it only raises my blood pressure and my anxiety levels, which are really topped off already. I felt like getting on the phone, that's the thing that you call people on, and getting a corporate headquarters at Staples. Like, I'm going to be able, that's like trying to call the White House and speak to Biden. They're not going to put you right through. Or who's this? Yeah, I'd like to speak to Joe Biden, please, in the Oval Office. Who's calling, please? Ron Van Dam. Okay, hold on, please. Hello, this is Joe. Joe, hi, it's Ron. How are you?
Well, I don't know you, but I'm fine. Thank you very much.
You can't do that. That it doesn't work like that. So I'm thinking that I'm going to speak to the head of something at Staples at their corporate headquarters. Good luck, Ron. Yeah, you got a talk show. Some people know who you are, but not enough to get you to corporate and Staples. That ain't going to happen. But I felt like doing that and getting like the Mr. Staples on the phone. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Jonathan Staples. I think that's the guy that owns the place. They can't be naming it after just Staples. That must be his last name, right? Only he spells it differently. S-T-A-P-E-L. I think that's a different guy.
Hello, Jonathan Staples, head of Staples. How can I help you?
Oh, okay. You're doing customer service? That doesn't happen either. Yes, Jonathan, on your coupon for the for recycling the ink, apparently I can't use it to buy ink. Can you explain this?
I cannot. Thank you for calling.
Okay. This is the way this works. I'm floored. So I've got two things going on at Staples that make no sense. One is the copiers, the printers, cost less money than buying the ink replenishment. That's weird. Or even more. And also, the name of your store sucks. That's number two. Number three, you give me a coupon when I return and recycle ink for something that I can't use ink on. I cannot buy ink with your coupon when I return and recycled ink. It's in the same category, yet it cannot be utilized accordingly. That sucks, and it's stupid. Perhaps, by some stretch of the imagination, and my imagination these days at my age is about the only thing I can stretch, perhaps Jonathan Staples, one of the Staples singers, by the way, is listening to this show. Could happen. Probably not. Could happen. Mr. Staples? Oh, I'm sorry. It could be Mrs. Staples. It could be Ms. Staples. I apologize for that because that's awfully possible. It is awfully possible. Whoever you are, I don't know which bathroom you use, but that's not my point here. Please stop being so confusingly ridiculous. Please stop it. Please stop it. Please stop it. Take a break. When we come back, my guest will be joining us. I do thank you ahead of time for your incredible indulgence because you are a special person. Did you know that? Before we go any further, did you know that you're actually a special person? You really are. You're the kind of person that's like that avocado on toast thing. You know that deal? Well, that's weird.
Looking for someplace new and fun to take the family for breakfast? Then it's time to try Greg's House of Avocado Toast. Featuring all your breakfast favorites. White toast, wheat toast, rye toast, yes, even multigrain toast, and more, all topped with creamy avocado. Or mix it up a little with a toasted English muffin topped with avocado. Come in every Thursday for our chef's special creation, sourdough toast with avocado. If it's toast with avocado on top, you'll find it, and nothing else, at Greg's House of Avocado Toast.
Marissa Brandy joins us now. She is an Emmy Award-winning television host and lifestyle expert. She's been lighting up TV screens across the country for 15 years, and also the brightness control that also does that. Marissa has got a wealth of information and holiday gift ideas, and I got to tell you, I've been looking forward to speaking to you because I'm out of ideas.
We're always looking for something new, Ron. I get it. Well, thanks for having me, and you know, I'm teaming up with some great brands this holiday season to have you covered. I want to help.
Okay, let's get started. Let's get into the gift giving tips, but the unique ones, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're starting with the little ones. And, you know, the first thing I'm going to tell you about, it's a TikTok sensation that the kids are going crazy for, and it's so cool. It's the Tractor Supply 12V zero-turn lawnmower ride-on toy. And what's so neat about this is it's a toy lawnmower, but it has an enclosed translucent deck that gives you a lifelike illusion that you're actually mowing. So the kids really love it. Wow. It's a dual motor system, so it's easy for little hands to operate, and it actually allows for 360-degree spins, so lots of fun. But safety in mind, too. It has rubber traction, strip tires that keep the ride smooth and steady, has a seatbelt included, and then a cup holder for convenience. Comes with a 12-volt rechargeable battery and wall charger. So, yeah, it's really loaded up, and so it's a lot of fun for the kids. But, of course, we can't forget about moms and dads, too, right? They're out there with the kids playing in the yard. They're on the go all the time. And I have to tell you, one of our household favorites is the Yeti Rambler. The 30-ounce tumbler is perfect for moms and dads. It has double-wall insulation, a stainless steel body. So that means your drink keeps your temperature, whether it's cold or hot, no matter how much you're rough and tumble out there with the kiddos. It's BPA-free, dishwasher-safe, and has a no-sweat design as well, so your hands stay dry. And Tractor Supply has a robust lineup right now of Yeti products. So we're talking mugs, coolers, chairs, lots more. So we'll get you started with that to think about because those are some fun ones.
Great. I'd like the kids to actually mow the lawn, but maybe someday, right?
You got to train them now, Ron. See, that's the beauty of it.
That is. Okay, what are some other warm and cozy things to do?
Well, you know, taking care of yourself is a priority always, and we want to think about the gifts of experience because that category has really grown in the last few years. So Massage Envy, a gift card there, is the one gift that is guaranteed to fit every body you're shopping for because, listen, you don't need to know their size. You don't need to know their favorite color. You don't even have to know whether they'd prefer a massage or a facial because a gift card lets them choose how they want to spend their me time. And right now, Massage Envy franchise locations have a special offer for members and guests. You get a free $20 promo card when you purchase $100 in gift cards from now through December 31st of this year. This is in location only, though. It's not online. So head to your local Massage Envy, or you can get more information at massageenvy.com. Each location, by the way, is independently owned and operated. And after your massage, if you want to have a little more cozy time, I really love a memory-making gift, you know, talking about experiences, building those memories. What's better than hot chocolate, a holiday movie, and snuggling up with something soft and cozy? I think it just sounds so holiday, even when you talk about it. Mm-hmm. And Bedsure is one of my favorites in terms of all things cozy because it's budget-friendly and stylish. They have blankets, bedding, and wearable items, and they come in a lot of different colors and patterns and sizes, so something for everyone. The flannel fleece blanket, the reversible bed in the bag, the duvet cover set, and my personal favorite, the wearable blanket hoodie. I mean, please, so, so comfy, and all of these are up to 30% off right now on Amazon through November 19th. So all you have to do is search Bedsure on Amazon, and you can find all of Bedsure's early Black Friday deals. There are hundreds of their cozy products on sale right now. Whether you're looking for a gift or you just want to add an extra layer of coziness for yourself, Ron, because that's what this time of year is all about.
Yes. Okay. Now, a lot of things are online. Every year, it's more of an online world, and you can get everything you want, but how do you discern between all these choices?
Well, I think you do your research, right? That's mm-hmm. where people like me come in. You know, the online resources, you can kind of sort things out and see what it is that you want to prioritize. Yeah. But I also think, like, you know, those experience gifts are really big because they create more than just that one moment in time. It's a lasting memory then for years to come. So we talked about, you know, setting up that family cozy night. You can gift that all together. We talked about the gift of, you know, self-care. One of the other things I love to do this time of year is a holiday light tour. We load up our kids in the car, in their PJs, and we drive around our neighborhood and look at all the lights and get in that festive mode. And I love the idea of brightening up those festivities without the yearly tangle and hassle, right? Because that can be stressful for people. So I want to tell you about Govee Permanent Outdoor Lights. These are so cool. This is the industry's first self-installation permanent outdoor light. So you set it up once, you enjoy it for years to come. And it really offers this premium experience, unparalleled price, and weatherproofing, which is huge. So you can enjoy this for years, and you can choose from 16 million colors. It's so customizable.
Whoa.
So, yes, isn't that neat? So whether you want white and blue for Hanukkah, red and green for Christmas, or even
that's
all year
cool.
round, yeah, you have this, like, warm, you know, ambiance, outdoor lighting, just beautiful.
And
so it really creates...
Is this solar? Or you plug it in, or...?
Yeah, you plug it in.
Okay.
It's user-friendly. It has a hassle-free setup.
Good.
And it's built to brave rain, snow, extreme temperatures, and everything.
I like that.
So then you can shine bright.
All right. Okay, Marissa, I'll order that. And also get me the massage. Oh, I don't order through you?
I can do my best to help you place that order, Ron.
Okay.
I know. It's a lot of great ideas.
Yeah. These are all for me, though, by the way. Okay. Anything else on your list, or we got that covered?
I think that should get you started for now.
Well,
after you shop for yourself, you might want to check off a few loved ones, too. And I have all of this information for you on my website. So if you want to refer back to it later, just head to marissabrainy.com and hit the blog section.
Great. And Brainy is B-R-A-H-N-E-Y. And there you have it, Marissa. Thank you so much for the ideas. I think you gave me some personally, and that's all I care about.
All right, Ron. Glad to help. Have a great one.
Take care.
Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode. I hope you join me then. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.